The chief of the UN's nuclear watchdog says his talks in Iran have averted a showdown between the Islamic Republic and the West. Iran has agreed to allow inspectors to install memory cards in surveillance cameras at its sensitive nuclear sites.
The coming together of the jigsaw puzzle will come when there is an agreement at the JCPOA level. But at that time, we will have all this information, and there will not have been gap. So I think with this agreement we have today, we are going to be able to do exactly that.
A plane from Pakistan has just arrived in Kabul. It's one of the first flights into Afghanistan since the Taliban took over. Pakistan International Airlines landed at Hamid Karzai Airport just moments ago. The plane is loaded with vaccines and is due to return to Pakistan with passengers.
Karim,
Qatar's foreign minister has met with the Taliban leadership to address humanitarian and security problems in Afghanistan. Mohammed bin Abdul Rahman Al Thani is the most senior official from any country to visit since the group's takeover. North Korea says it has successfully tested a new type of long-range cruise missile over the weekend. The US military said the tests conducted by Pyongyang posed a threat to its neighbours. Brazil's political movements, both on the right and left, have joined forces against President Jair Bolsonaro, pushing for his impeachment. Brazilians are unsatisfied with rising inflation and poverty rates, as well as the handling of the pandemic. Argentina's main opposition party is leading in the capital and the key province of Buenos Aires in midterm primary elections. The vote is seen as a key test for President Alberto Fernandez and the popularity of his ruling centre-left government. Two women have kicked off their campaigns to be France's first female president. Veteran far-right politician Marine Le Pen addressed supporters from her national rally party in Fréjus. And Paris Mayor Anne Hidalgo is the favourite to win the Socialist Party's nomination. The election is next year.
Looking for compelling human stories beautifully told? Each Sunday, AJ Longreads brings you the very best of Al Jazeera's long-form storytelling. Subscribe to AJ Longreads wherever you get your podcasts.